This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden has landed in Geneva ahead of his Wednesday meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Switzerland is mobilizing a titanic security effort for the meeting, deploying around 4,000 police, troops, and security personnel to guard the summit from all angles. Geneva is used to hosting heads of state visiting the United Nations and other international institutions in the Swiss city, but such showpiece summits are rare. Switzerland is leaving little chance for the encounter between Mr. Biden and Putin, the first meeting between U.S. and Russian presidents since Putin met Donald Trump in 2018. Boeing said Tuesday it welcomes a truce between the United States and the European Union on a long-running trade dispute over subsidies to the U.S. plane maker and arch-rival Airbus. Negotiated in marathon talks by EU and U.S. officials, the truce to the 17-year fight was formalized in U.S. President Joe Biden's summit with European Union leaders Charles Michel and Ursula von der Leyen, who hosted him in Brussels. The EU said the truce was set for 5 years, leaving enough time to resolve the fight, which had led to tariffs on European cheese and wine and American wheat and tobacco, as well as on aircraft. Boeing's comments came after Airbus earlier praised the deal, saying it said would provide the basis to create a level playing field. Mr. Biden said in a statement, quote, "Today, the United States and the European Union made a major breakthrough in the Boeing-Airbus trade dispute, which has lasted more than 16 years," end quote. Earlier, EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen said the EU and U.S. had agreed to prolong a truce holding off punitive tariffs in their dispute over aircraft builders. This is